In the name of Jesus, amen. Jesus is Lord, and because he's Lord of all things, even his enemies have to serve him. The word of the Lord has the power to save, and it does, and we rejoice in that. May the Lord bless the speaking and hearing of his word this morning. John chapter 11, it's the account of Jesus raising his dead friend Lazarus from the grave, and it's an incredible account. Jesus is somewhere else, and he gets notified that his friend Lazarus is sick, but instead of rushing off to go see him, he stays where he's at a couple of more days. Lazarus dies. Lazarus is buried. By the time Jesus gets there, he's missed it all. He missed the visitation, he missed the funeral, he missed all of it. So Jesus shows up and he asks the family, where's he buried? Where's the tomb? That's not an unreasonable question. Jesus wants to know where his friend Lazarus has been buried. And so they show Jesus the gravesite. And it was a cave. That was very typical in that part of the world. And there was a stone rolled in front of it. Jesus tells them, take away the stone. He's telling them to open the grave. That's a very odd request. Martha, the sister of Lazarus, tells Jesus, Lord, by this time there will be an odor. He's been dead for 4 days. Jesus tells her, did I not tell you that if you believed you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. That was an incredible act of faith. It's crazy that Jesus asked them to take away the stone. It's even crazier that they did it. Now, I can imagine myself having a funeral out at Riverview Cemetery, and, 4 days after the funeral, the person's been buried. I get the family together. I'm like, let's go out to the cemetery. We're going to open the grave. Family's like, yeah, we're not doing that, Pastor. You need to get your medicine checked. We are not doing that. So it's crazy that Jesus asks them to do it, and then it's also crazy and an act of faith that they do it. They roll away the stone. Jesus prays, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around that they may believe that you sent me. And after that, Jesus cries out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And what happens is the only thing that could happen because Jesus is Lord. Lazarus, the dead man, comes out of the grave. Comes out and he's all wrapped up, in his burial clothes. And Jesus tells them, unbind him, let him go. That's our Jesus. Same Jesus that we worship. Same Jesus. And, if you were there, you can only imagine, if you witnessed that, and there would have been a crowd of people there. I mean, you'd be rubbing your eyes. You're like, did I just see what I think I saw? Did a dead man just get raised back to life again? That's what happened. And Jesus shows his power over death. And the word of God says, many of the Jews who had seen what he did believed in him. And you would. You'd be like, that's incredible. And they saw it. But some of those people who saw it, they go and they tell the enemies of Jesus. They go and they tell the Pharisees and the religious leaders. They tell Jesus what he had done. And so they're witnesses, but we would say they are really, they're hostile witnesses. They are not friendly to Jesus. They report to the religious leaders that Jesus raised this man from the dead, and the religious leaders believe them. None of them say, you're making this up, or, that didn't really happen, or it must have been like a body double, a Lazarus lookalike. Nobody said that. It's like, okay. You what witnesses? It must have happened. They believed because there was no other explanation. And the religious leaders, they get their heads together and they say, what are we to do? This man, Jesus, performs many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. That's what they're concerned about. If we let Jesus go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and we're going to lose our place. And that tells you they got it. They understood what was happening. Because if Jesus is Lord, and he is, and he can raise the dead, and he has that power, then they don't get to be Lord. They lose that place. And that's why people reject Jesus. Because if Jesus is Lord, and he is, then they don't get to be Lord, and I don't get to be Lord either. What's the number one thing that gets between me and Jesus? Me. Me. Myself. He takes the spot I want. I want to be Lord. I want what I want. I want things my way. I want to say how it goes. Jesus is Lord. That means I don't get to be Lord. George MacDonald, a Scottish writer and Christian minister, he wrote these words describing hell. The one principle of hell is, I am my own. I am my own king and my own subject. I am the center from which go out my thoughts. I am the object and the end of my thoughts. Back to me as the Alpha and the Omega of life, my thoughts return. My own glory is and ought to be my chief care, my ambition, to gather the regards of men to the one center, myself. My pleasure is my pleasure. My kingdom is as many as I can bring to acknowledge my greatness over them. My judgment is the faultless rule of things. My right is what I desire. The more I am all in all to myself, the greater I am. The less I acknowledge debt or obligation to another, the more self-sufficient I feel or imagine myself, the greater I am. MacDonald wrote those words over 100 years ago, and they well describe our self-centeredness. Those men who believe that Jesus raised a man from the dead did not want Jesus to be Lord over them because they understood what that meant. That meant that they could not be Lord. And so what are they going to do? They have a plan. And John tells us, one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, and you can hear the condescension, you know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish. So what's their solution to not wanting Jesus to be Lord? Kill him. Murder him. If you don't like the message, kill the messenger. That's why people plan assassinations. Nothing personal. We just don't like your message. We don't like what you stand for. It's nothing new. And that's why controversial people get sometimes assassinated. Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King Jr., or more recently, Charlie Kirk. There were those who didn't like their message, and so kill them. Kill them. Nothing personal. Just don't like what you stand for. But remember who's Lord. Jesus is. And so this is different. Before Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he told Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And then the gospel writer John gives us this incredible insight. When Caiaphas said, you know nothing at all, nor do you understand it's better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish. John tells us he did not say this of his own accord, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation and not for the nation only, but also to gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. Without realizing it, Caiaphas was prophesying, foretelling the death of Jesus. God was at work, even through his enemies, even those who rejected him. There are those who are going to put Jesus to death, but who's Lord even over that plan? Jesus, because Jesus is Lord. And what marvelous good news that is for you and for me. You cannot stop Jesus from loving you. You can't. You can reject him. You can hate him. But you can't stop him from loving you. You cannot stop him from forgiving your sins. He does that because he loves you. And because he's Lord, no matter what you've done, where you've been, no matter how you've performed, it's true and real and right because Jesus is Lord, and not even his enemies can stop him. In fact, he even has the power to work through his enemies. So Jesus loves me even when I don't love him, which is really the definition of love. He makes the rain to fall and the sun to shine on the just and the unjust. God shows his own love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that'll set you free. Everybody ends up serving Jesus one way or another. You either serve him as a friend and a follower, or you serve him as an enemy. But either way, you serve him. So you might as well get in line and get behind him and call him Lord and serve him. And that's something you can do every day. You are a baptized child of God. When you start your day in the morning, you can say, Jesus, help me to make myself less Lord and to let you be Lord more in my life, because I am your child. And when that day draws to a close, you can say, Lord, forgive me where I tried to take your place. Help me to keep my eyes on you and to follow you, and grant me a peaceful night's rest. And then the next day, you get up and do it again. And the Lord blesses you as you do that. And bit by bit, little by little, he helps you to see that he's Lord of all things. And then, the day will come when he will show you entirely. And this is when you're dead. All right, when you're dead, what can you do when you're dead? You can do nothing. They'll even have to find people to carry your casket. You can do nothing. You have no response. You can't fight. You can't argue. You can do nothing because you'll be dead. Your body will be in the grave, and Jesus will show you that he's Lord, because what will he do? He'll raise you out of your grave. He'll speak your name and bring you back to life again to show you that he is Lord of all. Lord of the living, Lord of the dead, Lord of those who follow him, and yes, Lord even over his enemies. And they too will have to acknowledge that. Jesus is Lord. And we rejoice in that. It's all crazy, but that's our Jesus, and that's what he does for us. Praise be to his holy name. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory.